Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses. Once again, the numbers to call are 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. Call now to get on the air for today's consumer calls. And good morning and welcome to Consumer Calls. My name is Sharon, and once again, those numbers are 918-336-1400, toll-free 1-800-749-5936. Items to buy, sell, trade, and give away here on Consumer Calls. No business advertising. License to running vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. Now, you can ask for those things. You just can't sell them here on Consumer Calls. And let's go to our phone lines. Good morning. How may I help you?
Hello?
Hello.
Yes, I have a few things to advertise today.
Okay.
I have a vintage Berkeley brand. Well, it's a vintage Berkeley Outdoorsman fillet knife. It has an aluminum handle on it, and it comes with its original leather sheath, and it also comes with another shorter knife for $30 for the set. It is vintage. And you need to take, if you take the screws out of the handle, you can insert the smaller knife. So it comes with a larger fillet knife and then a smaller knife, which usually people lose the smaller knife. But this is the complete set, and I'd like to get $30 for that today. It's very nice, and I understand that it's vintage. And I also have three fishing poles I'd like to sell for $1 a piece, and they're nothing fancy, but they probably catch fish fine, and I just want to, you know, just want them gone for $1 a piece. And then I have a near new Keter brand plastic tackle box. It has a removable tray in it and outside snap compartments. They don't make it anymore, and it's a small tackle box, but it's very nice. I like $10 for that. And I have a brand new in the wrapper still Master Forge three-tool grill set, and I'll sell it today for $7. So it's about half off what they normally retail for, so you're saving some money and still getting a brand-new grill grill set there, tool grill set.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got, if anybody is an artist out there, I've got five very nice artist painting books for sale. I'm asking just $3 each. I think a couple of them are watercolors. If you do watercolors or acrylics or oils, maybe, you know, they'd be good reference books. And I'm asking $3 a piece. You just have to come and look at them. And I've got, I have an oriental or Asian framed real watercolor for $25 or best offer. And it's really pretty. It has flowers and a bird on it. And I have three vintage Budweiser ceramic mugs. They're Stein-like ceramic mugs with the Clydesdales on them. And I'll take today $5 for each one, if anybody wants one, for $5 each. And then I have a flat of ceramic coffee mugs and juice glasses. And you get the whole flat. I'd like someone to take them today for $3. You get the whole flat. If anybody's in need of coffee mugs and some kitchen glasses and everything. And I also have a very nice, large, clear glass, heavy-duty fruit bowl. It has roses on the embossed roses on the bottom, and it has glass handles on it. And it's really nice. It'd be good for fresh fruit or, you know, to hold a large potato salad or, you know, a green salad in it. It's really nice. I never used it. I'd like to get $8 for it. It's a really nice fruit bowl.
Okay.
And the number to call is 918-333-4876.
All right. Again, that's a vintage Berkeley Outdoorsman knife with sheath, leather sheath, and a shorter knife for $30 for the all. Three fishing poles at $1 each. The Keter brand plastic tackle box. It's a small one for $10. New in the wrapper, Master Forge three-tool grill set for $7. Five artist painting books for $3 each. Asian frame watercolor painting for $25. Budweiser. There's three Budweiser ceramic mugs for $5 each. a flat of ceramic coffee mugs and juice glasses for $3 for the whole flat, large clear glass heavy-duty floral bowl or fruit bowl for $8, and these are all items for sale. 918-333-4876 is the phone number to call.
You got it.
All right. Thank you. You're welcome. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Good morning. How may I help you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a 35-inch TV with remote for $15, and we had leftovers from our garage sale, so we're going to sell them for cheap. Clothing, purses, shoes, books, adult and children's books for reasonable. I'll make them a good deal. And then I have a synthesizer that I want to sell with batteries for $25, and then a bassinet for $20. And the number to call is 918-766-1577.
All right, so you have a 35-inch TV with a remote for $15, clothing, shoes, books, purses, all price to sell, make you a good deal on that. Synthesizer with battery for $25 and the bassinet for $20. 918-766-1577 is the phone number to call.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now.
Have a good day.
You too. Take care. All right. We appreciate those phone calls. With that, I'll be right back.
I'm Jim Dunn, president of Oklahoma Wesleyan University. For decades, OKWU has holistically developed students' mind, body, and soul. We are able to continue our mission through your prayers and the support of this community. Together, Bartlesville and OKWU have a bright future. OKWU is a national leader in Christian higher education, and we're dedicated to influencing culture with the grace and truth of Jesus Christ. Discover more at okwu.edu. Tomorrow needs you.
Hi, this is Rod McElvain, pastor of Grace Community Church. Jesus said, "Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends." Jesus proved his love by laying down his life for the world and then rising from the dead. So now he's the quintessential example of love. If you want to encounter a love that's supernatural, you can come directly to the source of it, Jesus Christ. And if you're looking for a place to experience that love in community, check us out. Our services are Sundays at 9:30 and 11 or streaming online at gccbartlesville.org.
Food is the subject on the Dining Guides between 11 and noon Monday through Friday on sister stations 100.1 KYFM and 104.9 FM KRIG. Learn about Wheezy's Cafe, Szechuan Chinese Restaurant, Speedy Drinks, and KFC, all in Bartlesville, CV's in Dewey, and Copan Restaurant and Truck Stop. The Dining Guides on 100.1 KYFM and 104.9 KRIG.
I gotta tell you, donating clothing, furniture, household goods, and more to Get Real Thrifty is rewarding. Knowing your contributions means so much to those who need bargain blessings. When you donate to Get Real Thrifty, all proceeds go to fund Jesus Burger, a clothing and food ministry for those that don't have a home or are transitioning. Although donating to other venues is a good thing, Get Real Thrifty has items that are half the price or more compared to others. Stop by 208 East 2nd Street and Get Real at Get Real Thrifty, open Monday through Friday. Friday, 10 to 4.
Mike Dutcher, the audio-video doctor, has the smart home options to fit your needs and your home with your technology.
There's some new technologies out there in wireless, and one is called a mesh technology, which blankets the house with Wi-Fi coverage. It's very effective and solves a lot of problems.
Call Mike Dutcher, 918-327-9206. That's 918-327-9206, the audio-video doctor.
And welcome back to Consumer Calls. Our time now is 923. Time to check in with Alan about our weather.
Once again, we're in the running for a couple of scattered showers and storms today across northern Oklahoma, southern Kansas, and just like the last several days, a number of spots will miss out, but there will be at least a chance. Temperatures will climb pretty quickly and then level off into the upper 80s near 90. Our heat index today in the upper 90s near 100. We'll have south winds of 10 to 20. Friday through part of the weekend, there will be a chance for a few showers and storms right along the Oklahoma-Kansas state line area. Then hot and humid weather expected. From the Bob Mills Weather Center, I'm News on 6's Alan Crum.
Thank you, Ellen, for the weather update. Currently, it is 79 degrees out, cloudy, with a high of 88 expected today, with a low of 73 expected this evening. And tomorrow, 30% chance of rain with a high of 91 and a low of 72. And then shall we go on for Saturday? Partly sunny skies, 91 and a high of or low of 73. So good sleeping weather. Anyway, our time now is 9:24. Time for our Oklahoma Energy Report.
Same song and an unexpected second verse. Hello, everyone. I'm Matt Skinner with today's Oklahoma Energy Report on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. This time last year, oil producers in Oklahoma and elsewhere were trying to hold on as demand plummeted because of COVID-19. And then the vaccines took hold and all seemed right with the world again. But now things are just as uncertain as they were a year ago as the pandemic grows by leaps and bounds. That's got energy traders selling as they fear a halt or at least a big slowdown to the economic recovery. So even though the weekly Energy Information Administration report on U.S. crude inventories out Wednesday showed a drop in supplies that was slightly larger than expected and a 1 million barrel drop at the key oil hub in Cushing, Oklahoma, bringing Cushing storage to an almost three-year low, and a fall in distillate inventories as well, traders still hit the sell button, pushing the U.S. benchmark crude price to its lowest closing price since May, with the NYMEX September crude contract falling 1.7% to $65.46 a barrel. The global benchmark Brent was down 1.6% to $68.23 a barrel for both. It's the lowest front-month closing price since May 21st. The Energy Information Administration's weekly report on U.S. natural gas inventories comes out today. Natural gas has been sold off lately in profit-taking, but managed a small gain on Wednesday, with the NYMEX September contract up 0.4% to $3.85 a million BTUs. The Biden administration is appealing a federal judge's order that stopped the White House moratorium on oil and gas leases on federal land. The ruling was issued in June in a case filed by Louisiana and signed on to by Oklahoma and 10 other states. That's today's Oklahoma Energy Report. For the Oklahoma Corporation Commission, I'm Matt Skinner.
It's the time of year when wheat producers are evaluating last season's wheat crop and what they need to change or improve upon for the 2022 crop. John Fenderson with Bear Westbred says when it comes to picking your wheat variety for the upcoming planting season,
figure out what is most important to you as a producer. What three or four things that you have to have in a wheat variety to maximize the performance on your farm.
As you develop that list of priorities for your farm operation, it's important to understand what's going on your farm, in your soil.
The first thing we have to do is we got to get a soil sample. What the pH of our soil is, it greatly affects what variety selection we're going with.
Thanks, John. John Fenderson with Westbred. Learn more about the high-yielding wheat varieties Westbred has for the Southern Plains by going to westbred.com.
And that was our Oklahoma Energy Report. Right now, it's time for our Doggone Report.
Lost cats who want their mama. And lost dogs, you know, the ones this show goes to occasionally, and other household pets. Now, hopefully, are reunited with their families as K1 presents the Doggone Bulletin Board.
It is time for our Doggone Report. On report, we have a found male white Great Pyrenees dog, found East Highway 60 and a mile south of Bartlesville. He is not wearing a collar. If this is your dog, call Arlene at 918-214-5302. And just to pass this along to you, not anything pertinent to the Doggone Report, there's going to be a nice estate sale at the home of Steve Smethers on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, August 26, 27, 28. Variety of men's and ladies' items sale will begin on Thursday and Saturday at noon, Friday at 10. It's located at 1257 East Drive, the corner of East and Woodland in Bartlesville. I just needed to pass that along to you. That is our Doggone Report.
The Doggone Bulletin Board is a free service. Simply call us at 336-1400 or stop by the studios here at Broadcast Center, 1200 Southeast Frank Phillips Boulevard in Bartlesville. The Doggone Bulletin Board. It's a public service of K1. 1400 KWON.
It takes the average male with a certain stress 7 times longer to process that than it does the average female.
Men and women are obviously wired very differently, as Dr. Walt Larimore shares on Focus on the Family Minute.
Because her brain is designed to verbally process, her verbal centers, her hearing centers, and her emotional processing centers are very highly